and place the same importance on an explosion at Chernobyl or a projected B-51 or two or whatever projected onto a moon crater with speculation spacemen must have taken it there. What the hell would we want with a B-52 on the moon? Use your head. And then very often it's received equally with Fergie's baby riding light in blocks. And we get phone calls about it. Is there anything to Fergie's baby from New Jersey yet? And from England, what are you picking up about an earthquake on October 18th on the San Andreas Fault? Who cares in England? Evaluate what you're getting. Enjoy it. Toy with it a minute. Talk about it if you want to. And then discard it according to its value. Chernobyl is valuable. A B-52 on the moon, what value is it? That we can get it there? It may be of value when you find out and realize that your own political, materialistic government can get it there. And they can, you know. These are distractors set up to distract you from your mission. And you will collect this stuff like chaff from the grain. It will pour in to these centers. It will be circulated in the mail. Go within your head and ask your guide, is this a valid information? You'll get a little nudge that says this is valid, this is not.
Commander?
Yes, please.
Yesterday in the news, I noticed they announced that Three Mile Island was much worse than we originally were led to believe.
10 years.
And also, bonds went up yesterday, Treasury bonds. And what was one of the things? The Israeli-Palestinian thing is heating up even more.
Good. I'll tell you what would be a very good thing if the first 10 or 15 minutes of your day, each of you would make these notations onto a piece of paper. You don't really have to have a big news discussion. But if you just put these things down and bring them together once a day so that as I write this economic document, I have to bring in these fragments. This document is for you ones, not for the world. You're headed for the major depression of your time. Probably cannot go past 1990. That is the precursor to your total monetary dissolution. They have already been trying a debit system.
Is this Ken? Virgil? Very good. Who do you write with you?
Well, you may either pause it or we'll... Why don't we pause it? I don't want Randall to miss it.
Okay.
Something.
841.8.
There was something. And that's what precipitated this.
Okay, that's fine. I missed what went on.
Yes, well, it's all here, and I won't take the time to go back, but...
Well,
yes.
I wasn't asking that. The only thing I was asking is I have to make a run into land scatter today. Is that a bad idea? Is it unsafe?
I'm not going to tell you. I'm sorry, Daylene. You can listen to it, and then you can evaluate. Go into Ascoodley. And if you feel all right to go into Lancaster, go. He's not going to let you go in there. You'll get a terrible tug if you shouldn't be in there. You'll either get a big guilt trip that you ought to be over here doing something or something. Your guides are going to tell you those things. You can't ask me. Well, you can ask me. I just won't answer it.
Well, then how can you tell us to ask you?
I'm telling you now not to ask me something like that. We have a world in chaos. And I'm sorry, precious. A trip to Lancaster is not impactful of it. I will tell you this, we're not going to have either an earthquake drill or rally into action, so it might very well be a good day for you to go to Lancaster. I'm not being difficult. I'm just reminding you once of your job. We're not here playing. Well, that's not true either. We're here playing. We're playing the game. That's all we're doing. But I'm the strategic commander. And I expect my commanding field commanders to play this game so we win it, regardless of its importance. Please.
Could you comment on, you did briefly in the writing, on the sort of the way we should approach Chavez when we first meet with him, so as not to overdo it or underdo it?
Well, let me tell you the scenario, and then you can maybe, that will come into your clearness. Mr. Chavez has fallen. He has a broken bone. He's in the hospital, for instance, right now. We can monitor that. But he has never recovered from that ridiculous fast he went on. That is not the way you do anything. You see, he went into it with all honor. But it has now been discounted as a ploy to get more members for his union, to attack the growers. It has just, you know, it has turned into a silliness, and he's been discounted. Poor old stupid Chavez going through all this just for attention is what comes out of it all. And all of the big political ones, all the Kennedys come down to hold his hand when he stops his fast. Do you think the Kennedys care? Well, Robert was there to hold his hands when he came out of the other one. So Ethel and the children will come and make a big damn splash all over your papers. Jesse Jackson will carry the little wooden cross and then turn it over to a minister. And then Chris Christopherson and Charlie Sheen. Where is the cross now? Does anybody in this room know who's carrying it now and fasting for 3 days? I thought not. None of you even followed it past the time that, well, you didn't even follow it into Jesse Jackson's 3 days. That's how much good that sort of crap does. But listen to what the man is saying. Human rights, protection for his workers from pesticides that are killing them, reasonable, decent places to live so their children can go to school and be clothed, raids on the fields, taking away the illegal workers, trying to survive because they cannot in Mexico, and they cannot. And please, if I forget, bring me back to Mexico when I'm done with this. I am a little disappointed because I had hoped that Carl Bryant would make that initial contact, and I'm not discounting it yet. But if Arthur Hendershot and Daniel Christensen get here, and more than that, if you team up with Larry Skelly and drive over there and ask for an audience on the basis of you are going to be doing some widespread farming here and you need his help as to how to establish organic fields and when we'll be able to work together in dehydration, food preservation, and can he help with the labor force? That you have great plans. Now, there are two ways to get to him. John Nunes will know him, and Kelsey Owens will know him personally. Bud Cummings will know him. And if you don't feel, and you don't need to do that. Don't tell him, some spaceman said, but you're sure safe in saying God said, please call, it's time. He is touched by the world. And ones around him use it as power. For he knows no difference. And you can hardly get to him because of these things. But if you go to him in the name of the Holy Father and you wish to come and commune with him and conference with him about these things, while he is incapacitated is the very best time to do it. Whether he is in his retreat in Delano or right over here at home in Keene, will not take you 10 minutes to get to his door. And it is probably better if you find out if he's at the compound and then go. Because he is a busy man put upon by many ones and he's very protected and he will not, unless he knows you personally, return the call. Carl Bryant knows him. And if you wish to touch with brother, Little Crow, he probably will call and ask Chavez to be receiving of you. I have hesitated to lower the boom because we're not ready to have the agriculture union in it. At this point, you only want to commune with the man. You do not want to be overflooded with union. I don't care what union it is. I will tell you, I have not seen one, not one, who is not corrupted. But you have much of common interest to share with this one. So that can be discussed on your level and you will have the right decision. Don't be afraid to make your decisions and step right out there. Run that risk. The only risk you're really running is that Hatton will say, no, don't do that. I would make sure if it is incorrect or will bring lasting damage. Sometimes I will let you make errors. We did it with Victor. There's nothing wrong with Victor. Victor's intent was good. But it was not good for this program. But it would not damage it beyond retrieval. And you once had to witness this. Because you are rather wide-eyed Pollyannas. Coming into light, you think that everybody must be coming into light. Hardly anyone's coming into light, really. And the ones who proclaim they've come into light really haven't. This is the way you come into light. You grow and show your light and give man a reason to come and look at your light. And preaching doesn't do it. Sharing does it. All your preaching will do is just make adamant the ones who don't believe you anyway. Make worthless the ones that already believe because they'll just want to drain you. And it's unfortunate I'm picking on mostly the young ones because you're the ones coming in most recently. And I'm not really aggravated at you. There isn't any reason under the sun that you would know these things.
Mexico.
Thank you. Mexico is already trillions of dollars in debt, billions of dollars in debt to the United States alone. And now they're talking about another $3-point-something billion loan to Mexico. What does that tell you? It tells you, you are already bankrupt. Where is this money coming from? The Federal Reserve and the World Bank. That means Mexico, for all practical purposes, is down the tubes. They have sacrificed everything in Mexico that is owned by Mexico. There is absolutely zero collateral to even put against this note. It is an outright loaning of your money, with no intention whatsoever of it ever being paid back. Mexico is gone economically. These are the fragments that you must begin to put together. And these are the things that are coming past in your newspapers, basically hidden, completely hidden in those pages. Someone will object to a loan of that magnitude to a country whose debts had to be forgiven and could not even make interest payments. They forget to find out that those banks who have created holding companies, and I'm going to bring this out, but it's already in the gray man tape, I've already got it there. The banks, like the Federal Reserve Bank, has nothing to do with federal. It was created as a Federal Reserve Bank, where supposedly a reserve amount of money would be put aside to cover the system of the fractional disbursement of funds on loans from other banks of membership. Now, they will not tell you that. The banks will set up a holding company to put this major amount of loan debt into, note. And they'll have all sorts of crazy arrangements. It must be held for 30 years. It must this, it must that, all of these ridiculous rules. But what they've done is place it now into a holding company. Maybe the only note held by that holding company. And when it defaults, that bankrupts the holding company. And they say to Mexico, sorry, brother, we had all your collateral, all your oil rights, all your mineral rights, every natural resource you had that we were holding in collateral, promising you we would never use it. We just have to hold it for legal purposes. Sorry, old Mexico. Gone. Holding company. Went bankrupt. Lost all that collateral for you. Poor dear, we did so awful. It's already happened to them once. They didn't have anything left to put in it. And now partially to save face and to keep the economy stable enough down there that it doesn't wreck yours. The World Bank and the Federal Reserve and your tax dollars have to go in now to shore it up on an unsecured note. Well, the fact that you're not going to have any collateral is totally beside the point. Sometimes the only product that you can hold even as collateral is money for drug transactions. by hidden contract. I mean really hidden. Point two, Noriega. He is only one of thousands. They just don't make it to the front page very often.
Commander?
Yes.
I noticed also that Imelda Marcos pleaded guilty yesterday to embezzling or whatever it was.
Might as well. You see, there's no privacy anymore. That's why they want to get all of that money out of the Swiss banks.
Pleaded innocent. Huh, what did we hear yesterday, Alan?
I didn't hear it. I didn't hear anything yesterday. I heard this morning's news that they were holding her in New York.
Listen to the Gray Man tape and you'll understand this whole thing if you just carry it on out a little farther. The Trilateral Commission came in to the Philippines and said, Mr. Marcos, it's either this or this or this or. And Mr. Marcos told him to take it and shove it. He liked it the way it was. He was shuffling off that money into Swiss bank accounts and pouring it into Japan. But the Trilateral Commission also has membership in Japan. He was set up, he was had, and he was dethroned by the bankers. I'm just going to put it so simplistically. Then what did they do? Something that they had never done in the world before. They made public for the United States of America. And why would they do that? Those bank accounts held by Marcos. That tells you many, many things. That means if it could happen to Marcos, it can happen to anyone. And believe me, Marcos had a little account compared to some.
Marcos had property all over. He had property right down the street from me.
Oh dear, you better believe it. He owned buildings in New York. You don't sit on that kind of money. You diversify it, just as you ones will do. But we're not going to stick it in Swiss bank accounts, not in any great sums. Because that will all stop at some point. Switzerland is neutral. Can go on for quite a while because the world can't get to them. But then they can come and apply the screws if it's illegal or if it has really put a country at a disadvantage, especially one that is entangled to the amount that Switzerland and the United States is entangled. That's why we act fast. The money system is gone. They're just trying to decide how to handle it, how to break it to you. And it will cause a panic like you haven't seen.
So we better get the buildings up fast.
Yes, sir. So I make a suggestion, we adjourn. I would have another question or two, but this will all come out, and these are the things that you must be aware of these things. And if you just jot down what is coming into your attention, we don't have to have a news conference every morning, but it sure helps me, because Dorma needs to see it. I need to know how it is impacting you ones, how little of it is coming to you, how much of it, and in what manner. And what are they saying about it? And I don't want to spend time monitoring all of that. When if each of you just watch the news, you'll pick it up. At least enough of it. I will tell you this, if you monitor the news with the brothers, you will pick up exactly what we need. And the rest is not of that great a consequence, at least for this subject. But there is nothing, no fragment that you can let go by, because every fragment impacts some way. The day they close Halloween, for instance, shut it down as a bad idea. That's a glorious day, a champagne day. And those are the things that most ones will miss. It isn't apt to happen. It's headed the other way, I'll tell you.
Commander?
Yes.
The meeting for auto is scheduled.
Yeah, I was just going to ask. Commander, I'd like to make a request both to my guides and to my brothers. We have an appointment with Otto on Thursday at 11 in the morning. And I'd like to prepare that a little bit better. Maybe we might be able to use some additional avenues that Otto might be able to take that package directly to someone that he knows that might be able to be interested in it, rather than placing it through a 120-day process of fundraising through the international market. But either way would be okay. But we also would like to take the Capitol Hills project to him so he can place it into his hand directly, so he would, and ask him to look at the potential of it in the respect of additional ongoing packages that are of good quality, that that seed would be planted.
Yes. So be it. Yes. You're getting it. You're already, we're already lined up. I would caution you about several things. I'm not going to allow Dorma to go. I do not want any attachment whatsoever to any previous conversations, please. Because the entire situation became completely confused and a lot of irritation level between Wallace McPherson and Otto. And I do not, at this point, want his mind triggering those memories, even at a subconscious level. Even the name Ecker could, but I do not believe it will. Dorma's voice might. I do not want to introduce Hatton again to him at this point. He will, as you mentioned to Hatchepi, he will search in his mind, and he is a sharp, sharp man. And I prefer that you answer at this point that there is a tremendous amount of growth going on in this area for all the reasons that are in the proposals. So it would not be unusual at that point for him to just poke it up there somewhere. And we will watch that. If he comes forth with some questions, ask us in mentally, and you will be guided as to what to respond to him. It will be to Oberle, if anyone, that he will ask a question. And I will guide Oberle. I would think that the best response might be, is it, well, you just rather not talk about this because this is a strictly a business proposition. And always to get a man on your side, ask him for help. Appeal to his higher motives. Just say, Otto, we can bring you so much business that you can't even count your money. But we do need your input as to how we might go about this, if there is some other way than your ordinary line of business. He has a tendency to shut you right up. And if he does that, do not argue. Just ask him then again, as point blank as he has told you no. Well, shall we just continue to send them in, unlimited? And he'll probably tell you yes. Because, you see, he has to go to those funding sources in Europe and see if there's a pool available that can cover it, etc., etc., etc. He does not have last say. They can shut him down because he can call over to Switzerland or Munich and they will tell him, oh, that doesn't look like a good one for over here, Otto, but we like that one. and they're especially going to like anything that produces value. They don't like really startup, so stress heavily connection with already existing. Heavily. And always stress. Profit, project, total capitalism. You're in business to make money. That's what he wants to hear. He wants to read the plan, the business, not the business plan, the profile, philosophy of the company, which says we're in the business of making money. That's all a corporation is, friends. You do your proselyting and your altruism outside office hours. It will not mix. And any man in the business of making money on money is not interested in your philosophy. He only wants the first line and bottom line. We're in business to make money. And he'll be pleased that you're going to do it with all that integrity and everything.
I think the other Rick had a real good point about transposing the word make with make.
That's very good.
Does anyone know about the other Rick?